Portia Faces Life. The world's most popular bran flake cereals, Post 40% Bran Flakes and Post Raisin Bran, present Portia Faces Life, a story reflecting the courage, spirit, and integrity of American women everywhere. When you ask for bran flakes, when you ask for Raisin Bran, be sure to say P-O-S-T-S, posts.
Oh, Dad, Mother, Sis, and Brother love Post Raisin Bran. Each day for breakfast they'll have no other than Post Raisin Bran. This double delicious combination of crispy flakes and chewy raisins is just the cereal you've been looking for.
Try it and see.
Post Raisin Bran tastes like, more.
And if you're a wee bit shy on sugar these days, you'll certainly want to try Post Raisin Bran. Because the raisins in this delicious breakfast cereal supply natural sweetness. You see, Post Raisin Bran is a taste-tempting cereal combination of your two favorite flavors. Crisp, golden, Post 40% Bran Flakes, America's most popular Bran Flakes, and sweet, chewy California seedless raisins. The flakes add flavor to the raisins add sweetness to the flakes. And the combination, ha-ha, say, just listen to that family of yours ask for more. Let them have more, too, for plentiful unrationed Post Raisin Bran with milk provides important bodybuilding proteins and valuable whole grain nourishment. Now, how can you get this deliciously different cereal treat? Well, you just step up to your grocer and say, I want America's fastest-selling Raisin Bran, Post Raisin Bran. And now, Portia Faces Life. It was just an ordinary plane, Portia told herself. They flew over the apartment often on their way to LaGuardia Airport. Why then had she suddenly felt cold and slammed the window on the sound of it? And why should she remember an April afternoon, apple blossoms, and her husband, Walter Manning? It made no sense. Walter was dead. Soon, she'd marry Dr. Norman Byron. Someday, if she tried hard enough, apple blossoms would be merely apple blossoms in spring and another season. At the same time, not more than 20 blocks away in a room at Dr. Byron's clinic, Kathy stares at the man before her and says, stammering,
"You're Walter. Walter Manning. But you can't be."
"Just the same, I am, Kathy."
"No, I won't believe it. This is something that just wishing doesn't make things happen. It's not my fault. Believe me."
"Well, what on earth are you talking about?"
"Nothing. What I was saying, it was just the shock of walking in the door and coming face to face with you like this."
"Like this? Is it as bad as that, Kathy? Have I really changed so much?"
"You've changed, yes. So thin and, I don't know, your face."
"A few weeks of 8 hours sleep at night and 3 square meals a day, and I'll be all right before you know it." "Well, I will be. Oh, I'm a little jumpy now, maybe, but there's nothing really wrong with me." "Oh, stop staring at me like that, Kathy. I'm not a psycho case. I'm not, do you hear me?"
"I'm sorry, Walter. I didn't realize I was..."
"I was sent here not because of anything serious, but just for the ordinary routine checkup. That's what he told you, isn't it?"
"He?"
"General Bailey, the commanding officer with the Army of Occupation at Stuttgart in Germany. He was the one who got clearance for me and ordered me to be brought here as soon as I reached New York City."
"And he told you this was just a routine checkup?"
"Well, maybe not in so many words, but that's all it is. Well, surely that's what General Bailey told this Dr. Byron, isn't it?"
"I don't know, Walter."
"Of course you know, Kathy. You're this Byron's assistant, aren't you? At least that's what you said when you came in a few minutes ago."
"Yes, I am his assistant, but that doesn't mean I'm told everything. Dr. Byron might have received some such word from this General Bailey you mentioned, but if he did, he didn't show it to me."
"But General Bailey knows I'm not a case for psycho. He must have told Dr. Byron."
"He might have. I honestly don't know. All I know is that Dr. Byron hasn't the faintest idea you're Walter Manning. He believes you're a sergeant by the name of McDermott.
There's a very good reason, for the time being anyway, why I have to use the name McDermott. Well, but
right now, all this can wait, Walter. You've had a long, hard trip. You're tired, and the best thing right now is to get you into bed. Then I'll sleep.
I'm not tired, Kathy. Besides, I couldn't sleep. Oh, Kathy, you don't know what it's like just being home again. There were so many times I thought I'd never make it. Now to feel the ground under my feet, to know that this is it. There, you see what happens to me? Just trying to tell you about it gets me all choked up.
I can imagine how you feel.
Oh, no, you can't, Kathy. Nobody can until they've been through it. Come here. Come here and look, Kathy.
What is it?
Just look at her.
New York City?
Yep. Oh, but she's beautiful. I never thought so before. But now I love every dirty, crowded, noisy inch of her. And out there, Kathy, out there to the west, beyond those lights somewhere, is home. And Portia.
Home? You mean Parkerstown?
What other place is home? Where else would Portia be?
I...
Kathy, this is the end of this sort of thing. Portia's never going to have to wait for me again. I've changed. You remember the way I used to be?
I don't
know. I never was completely sold on the idea of settling down. That old routine of 9 to 5 seemed awfully dull to me. Where there was excitement or adventure, that's where I had to be. Well, that's all over now. I'm going back to stay this time, Kathy. And I'm going to buy a part interest in the Herald if I can swing it. And Portia and I are going to have a home and raise a family. Yep, I've changed. This time I really mean it. Well, maybe you don't believe me. Maybe you think the way I feel just now is temporary. That once the thrill of being home again is worn off, I'll be on my way again. Not this time. Never again.
If that's true, then you have changed.
That's what she's always wanted, Kathy. And I've made her wait so long. Now she's going to have it. Oh, Kathy, I can hardly wait to get back home. You hear from her, don't you? I mean, she writes to you.
Portia?
Yes, how is she?
Well...
She's all right. There's nothing wrong.
No, there's nothing wrong exactly.
Well, then tell me, how is she? And Dickie?
She's... Walter, what's the matter? Walter.
That sound.
It's just a fire siren.
Just a fire siren. That's all. It's a fire siren. Keep telling me that, Kathy.
My arm, Walter. You're hurt.
You keep saying it. Make me believe it. Don't let me. Don't. It's just a certain kind of sound when I hear them. This happens. I know better. Every time I tell myself, I won't let it happen. Then it. It's just nerves, Kathy. I'm all right otherwise. Please believe me.
Of course it's nerves. And it's worse now than it would be ordinarily because you're tired and hungry. I'm going to order you a tray, and while I'm gone, I want you to get your clothes off and get into bed.
Before you go, Kathy.
What is it?
This Dr. Byron.
What about him?
Well, when will I be able to see him?
He was planning to see you as soon as you came in, but, well, something came up suddenly, and he had to leave the clinic.
You mean I won't be able to see him before tomorrow morning?
Well, he said he'd stop in before going home.
Well, what sort of man is this, Dr. Byron?
He'll keep his word once he's given it.
No, I mean, is he one of those stiff, impersonal scientists who make you feel like something out of a test tube, or is he human?
He's human enough, I guess.
Is he married?
What made you ask that question, Walter? Why should you want to know?
Well, I thought if he was married, he'd understand why I'm in such a hurry to get this checkup over so I can start for home. Look, Kathy, will you tell him that I've got a wife I haven't seen for over a year? A wife I think's pretty wonderful. Will you tell him that, Kathy, and ask him if he'll please hurry?
Kathy smiles and nods her head, but all the time the muscles of her face feel stiff and wooden. How can she tell him the woman he is so eager to go home to is the same woman who has promised only yesterday to marry Dr. Byron? In a moment, we'll look into next week's chapters, but now, are your mornings all hurry, scurry, and rush? Well, that's all the more reason for getting acquainted with Post 40% Bran Flakes. In just a very few minutes, you can fix and eat a generous serving of this delicious keep-fit cereal with milk and fruit. And you'll have a breakfast main dish that's right for energy and fitness and regularity. In fact, the first of Post Bran Flakes' three extra benefits is prevention. You see, Post 40% Bran Flakes provide just enough bran to help prevent irregularity due to lack of bulk in the diet. Benefit number two, whole grain nourishment, including B vitamins. Benefit number three, minerals, iron and phosphorus for good blood and strong bones. What's more, Post Bran Flakes and milk supply some protein and other important values of ration meats. So every morning, enjoy delicious, unrationed Post 40% Bran Flakes. Life is swell when you keep well. Next week, Dr. Byron sees no resemblance between the pictures of Walter Manning and the gaunt, tired patient who's entered on the clinic's register as Sergeant McDermott. Only Kathy knows, and knowing, realizes that for a little while at least, these three are completely at her mercy. This program is brought to you by the world's most popular Bran Flakes cereals, Post Bran Flakes and Post Raisin Bran, the only raisin bran made with Post 40% Bran Flakes. This is George Putnam speaking for Post 40% Bran Flakes and Post Raisin Bran, and inviting you to listen again Monday at this same time to Portia Faces Life, written by Mona Kent.
Games. No wonder Fido speaks for Gaines, G-A-I-N-E-S. Gaines Complete Meal nourishes every inch of your dog because it contains everything dogs are known to need. Meat meal, vegetables, cereals, minerals, vitamins. Prize dog breeders and veterinarians have recommended Gaines for over 16 years. So nourish every inch of your dog with Gaines Dog Meal. He'll speak. Speak for Gaines. America's largest selling dog food.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.